Members of Congress returned this week to Capitol Hill following a two-week spring recess. One of the first items of business is to agree on how big a tax cut the country should get over the next decade. The House has approved the full $1.6 trillion tax cut requested by President Bush, while the Senate has settled on a lower figure of $1.2 trillion. Last week, in a bipartisan exercise, residents of East Texas came up with their own recommendations for a tax cut, and they agreed it should be much smaller than what Congress is considering. NPR's David Wellna reports from Orange County, Texas.
A few blocks from the Sabine River dividing East Texas from Louisiana, 12 men and women from the city of Orange mingled during the early afternoon in a local college classroom. They've been invited by Congressman Jim Turner, a self-described fiscally conservative Democrat who's in his third term as their representative in Washington. Turner's here to welcome them to the third gathering of this kind he's held in his district over the congressional recess.
You're going to have fun. You're going to have fun. It's going to be mentally challenging. I want all of you to feel free to participate. This is an interactive process.
Turner tells the dozen participants there's going to be a little role reversal going on. He wants them to know what it's like to sit on a budget committee in Congress and make decisions about spending federal revenues.
Consider yourself on the committee, and as a part of your job, you're to decide what your federal budget for the next year and the next 10 years should look like.
And with that, Turner leaves the room, saying he doesn't want to influence the outcome. The man who takes over is Phil Smith of the Concord Coalition. It's a bipartisan group that promotes sound fiscal policies. Smith tells this budget committee for a day that it's time to make some tough choices.
So do we have anybody that feels passionately about prescription drugs or about tax cuts? I mean, these are the things that we're hearing about. I mean, what about paying down the debt? It's a vital issue. What about, I'm red-blooded American. I want tax cuts just as much as most of y'all do, probably. What about increased defense spending? These are the pressures that we're talking about.
Smith notes that the debate in Congress is largely over a $5.6 trillion surplus that's based entirely on a 10-year forecast by the Congressional Budget Office.
This is the first time we've ever done 10-year budget projections. First time we've ever had them from the CBO. We used to only do 5-year projections. And those of us with the little green eye shades used to always crack up and laugh at years 4 and 5 because they were never right. They were usually far off.
And he reminds the group there's also a very real $5.7 trillion national debt. That's a jarring piece of information for 91-year-old retired schoolteacher Eula Hoffpower.
It's hard for me to reconcile that we have a surplus when we have a debt.
The group hears how a surplus in Social Security revenues now goes to pay the national debt. They're told this system will become increasingly untenable as more and more baby boomers retire and borrowed Social Security funds are needed to pay benefits. This seems to sway Pete Bean, a retired sheet metal worker.
Maybe it's because of my generation and where I come from, but I think we really, really ought to concentrate on paying off the debt before we start giving out tax cuts to anybody. That's just my personal observation.
I see a young person nodding her head over here. Would you like to say something?
It's high school junior Emily McKee.
I don't want to, my generation would paying off the money accumulating in the debt, if some of that can free up and use it for Social Security while they're retired and we're going to be having to work and pay for that extra money to put in Social Security. If we can get rid of that now, that'd be great for me.
Near the end of 2.5 hours of talking about how a surplus should be divvied up, an aide to Congressman Turner, who's stayed behind, says it's time to nail down a spending plan.
Our first choice should be, what is our top priority?
Well, I say paying down debt.
It turns out a majority in the room voted for President Bush, but most here seem more inclined to shrink the national debt than to back his requested tax cut. Joe Myers of the Orange Fire Department is one of the few still holding out for a big tax cut.
Sometimes by cutting the taxes, you actually, in the long run, strengthen your economy. Mm-hmm. And in that, you have more money in the long run to use toward your spending priorities or toward paying down your debt. And so tax cuts in and of themselves as a short-term thing may be your third priority, but as a long-term thing may be your first.
And then the group votes on how much of the projected surplus to give each of three categories: paying down the debt, tax cuts, and spending on items such as prescription drugs and Social Security reform. The result of the group's budget deliberations is made public early in the evening in a nearby auditorium, where about 100 people from the district have joined Congressman Turner.
I haven't heard what they've come up with, so I'm here to hear it for the first time as you are.
Jim Gillum, a local Republican business owner, announces how the group's divvied up a $2.2 trillion surplus.
We put $990 billion toward paying down the debt, $660 billion to spending priorities, and $550 billion toward the tax cut.
That's only about a third of what President Bush wants for a tax cut, and Turner is quick to point out that it nearly matches what two other bipartisan groups in his district also came up with for a tax cut.
We found out that in every one of our groups, between 60 and 65% of our panel voted for George Bush for president. And that's about what these counties did. But it's also amazing how far away these groups are from President Bush's tax plan.
Banker Ida Shasso, who took part in the Orange Budget Group, is one of those who voted for Mr. Bush.
I liked a lot of what he said, although it was interesting to me that what I said today is totally different than what he has proposed. And my husband's like way on the other side, Democrat, so I can't wait to go home and tell him this.
Another Bush supporter in the Orange Group, dentist Kyle Walker, says there's no way he would now support the full $1.6 trillion tax cut proposed by the president.
I would have wanted even more than 1.6 before today, but once you see the numbers, then you have to be realistic to make them work, and I hope Congress does that.
Congressman Turner looks pleased his constituents seem to have followed the same reasoning he has in opposing the size of the Bush tax cut. Still, before he leaves, he says he has some very interesting news to share.
You're going to get a bigger tax cut than any of the working groups in the 2nd Congressional District recommended. I'm just telling you that's the truth because that's the politics of it. Now, I'm not sure you ought to be applauding because the three groups that worked through this, we're looking at real numbers and trying to be honest with you.
But whatever size the tax cut turns out to be, the good news for Jim Turner is that he and his constituents seem to be on the same page for what it ought to be. David Wellna, NPR News, Orange, Texas.